Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Wojcicki joins us from the LA Times. Dan, how you doing today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're arguing.
Did you follow Tiger Woods today, Dan?
I was working, guys.
Good for you.
Good for you.
I didn't realize anything else. I didn't realize anything else in the world was going on. I just thought Tiger Woods was golfing today. Dan,
yeah,
talk.
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Well, give us a little update on the Chargers and camp, and I would have to imagine that today at least, I mean, there'd be a little sadness around camp. My goodness, Alex Spanos' wife passed away a couple days ago, and
yeah.
We get news of that down here in San Diego, and I mean, I'm thinking, you know what, I know the folks here in San Diego, we're
still
not
upset.
Supposed to ever say anything nice about the Chargers, but... You know, when somebody passes away, the matriarch of the organization, and
yeah.
I really do think the Spanos family, they did a lot in San Diego that people don't want to give them credit for, and I think this is something that needs to be noted.
Yeah, no, you know, actually, Dean was at practice today, and I had a chance to talk to him a little bit about it. As someone who my wife and I have both lost grandparents in the past year, it's just one of those things that even though this is a woman who lived into her 90s. And what I told Dean today was that, you know, in the aftermath of it, it's not like that makes it any easier. But ultimately, you know, I think, yeah, this is one of the things people have handled it, at least in terms of my, like, my Twitter feed or my email, with a fair amount of class. I was a little nervous when I first originally tweeted out, just because that wound is still so raw with everybody down in San Diego.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You know, that has not scabbed over yet. That is still there. And
very much so.
Might be the right word. But yeah, no, there were some, you know, I mean, Anthony Lynn addressed it right away. I think when it comes, though, to Faye Spanos and, you know, to Alex Spanos, at least for people in Los Angeles, just because, you know, of their age and stuff, and then their levels of health, they're not people that are really around a lot. You know, we see more like Dean and his children, and that generation feels more tied to ownership than, say, Alex and his wife.
We're talking with Dan Wojcicki, LA Times. He covers the Chargers. Dan, there's some pretty high expectations we're seeing in some publications even have the Chargers going as far as the Super Bowl. Where are the strong points of this team? Where are the weak points of this team?
Well, I mean, I think it's a lot like last year. I mean, this is a really good defense. I think you've got Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. You've got Casey Hayward. I think those three guys are all stars on defense, Pro Bowlers, you know, elite at their level. And I think is probably the biggest strength of this team is the defensive side of football. But, you know, Phillip Rivers has a lot of weapons, too.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen has been terrific. And someone who... I think because of the injuries, maybe, you know, we forget is 26 years old and is really just hitting his prime. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a better year this year than he did last year if he's able to stay on the field. He's amazing in camp, always open. The second he steps on the field, he's open, and you see it. And, you know, I think Mike Williams is a guy who's had a really good camp. They've got some depth at that position at wide receiver, and he stood out as another guy who seems ready to make an impact. And then you wonder when Antonio Gates is going to show up and you know, if that's going to happen. It feels like it is at some point. It just makes too much sense. But, you know, I think this feels a lot like the team last year, a really good football team that you know, was better than their record last year, certainly at the end of the season. And they kind of ran everybody back to see if you can kind of capture momentum, which in football is a hard thing to do from one year to the next.
Yeah.
Dan, I think Philip Rivers, the Chargers could not be in San Diego any longer, but I still think he's a favorite of San Diego fans. He just always was. He's always been one of the media's favorite guys. How's his fire? How's the fire in his belly? He's always been one of my favorite athletes when it comes to just, you know, being a gamer. And I wonder how excited he is heading into this season with the notion that, you know, this Charger team has a real solid chance to contend.
I don't think that's lost on him. You know that they're at a camp right now where they're the favorites, maybe in the division. That they're a sleeper Super Bowl team. I think he knows those things, and he knows the kind of talent they have, and it's more so than they've had, you know, in the last handful of years. That this is a really good football team, and kind of the things are lined up. It's, you know, I was just doing. I was talking to some people in Arizona earlier today, and it struck me, and it has struck me a lot at camp, that kind of out of nowhere, the Chargers have become sort of the beacons of stability in the AFC West, which how quickly
that's crazy sound.
Change in a year, right? I mean, that's crazy, right? I mean, that organization and stability, not words that often go together. But, you know, they return their head coach, they return all of their coordinators, and they return their starting quarterback. Nobody else does that in the AFC West, you know, and they've got kind of the clearest path, the least amount of questions as to kind of how good they can be. I think people have a good idea, and Rivers is right at the middle of it. As far as that fire, I mean, that hasn't gone out. You know, I've never heard anybody use dagnabbit or whatever, dang gummit, in a way that sounds more intimidating.
Jake Peavy.
No. Yeah, right? It's like, it's a very R-rated dagnabbit. Like, it's I don't know how he does it. It's a real skill to take some harmless letters like that and really make it feel like a curse word. But Philip Rivers is one of the best at it.
Dan, you know, Melvin Gordon last year took a big step. He's gotten better every year, honestly, that he's gotten a chance to be in that backfield. Is there a chance we see him take it to another level this season?
I think so. I think a lot of it has to do with Mike Pouncey. I think having Mike Pouncey is somebody that is kind of a nasty run blocker, a point of attack guy, and having a center of his quality, I think, should open things up. We saw Melvin, I thought, was a little uneven at times last year.
Yeah.
He was consistent. Early in the season, and kind of, you know, 3 yards a pop type of guy. And then as the games got bigger, he got better.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really promising sign that, you know, when they needed to win, when they were in that playoff race, while other guys didn't maybe have great games like at Kansas City, Melvin played really well. He was up for that, you know. And I think that, to me, is the most promising thing about his season last year. He also caught the ball really well out of the backfield. I like where they're at running back. I think between him and Austin Ekeler, a guy I really like, you know, I think someone, San Diego fans, you know, remember Danny Woodhead, someone who's going to fill that almost exact role, but maybe a little bit more explosive of an athlete. It's, you know, those two guys together, I think, have a chance to have a really big year and kind of give Philip Rivers a nice little safety net that he doesn't have at the tight end position. They'll use those guys in those positions where, you know, you'll get a lot of dump offs and stuff like that because they're both good receivers.
Dan Wojcie, LA Times, covering the Chargers. 60 seconds or less, Dan. How much longer before using the word Chargers is not a curse word in San Diego, or are we going to hang on to this for the rest of our lives?
It's going to be at least a generation, I would think.
Wow.
It's just, you know, we'll see. I'll say this. We'll see what happens if they win.
Right.
And I think that San Diegans have a good spot in their heart for people like Philip Rivers, guys that have been there. You know, the issue is, though, every year there are less and less of those guys on the roster, right? They're like kind of your guys. Yeah. And I think so. If this team can figure out a way to win, maybe they can roll people back in from San Diego because people are happy for Philip Rivers. And then along the way, you discover that maybe I happen to really like Derwin James, or, you know, I kind of fall back for Joey Bosa or something like that.
Yeah, I think you hit it pretty close, if not right on the head, Dan. Yeah. Hey, have fun with the Chargers this year. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Say hi to Rashad Penny next week when the Seahawks come in there, too.
Will do. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks so much, Dan. For your help, Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.